AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Was he just playing cop? A volunteer deputy in Tulsa, Oklahoma, charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of a black suspect, says what happened was a tragic mistake. But he says he did have the proper certification to be on that sting operation on April 2nd.
That is absolutely the truth. I have it in writing.
Robert Bates on the Today Show this morning with his lawyer, Clark Brewster.
The so-called evidence of falsified training records comes from a person that was terminated by the sheriff's office 7 years ago. He signed an affidavit. Mr. Bates would have been with the department as a reserve just about a half a year or a year at that time.
Bates apologized to the family of Eric Harris this morning. He says he grabbed his handgun thinking it was his stun gun and fired. Millions of immigrants in this country illegally would be shielded from deportation under an order from the president. But it's been put on hold. And today, an appellate court in New Orleans hears arguments in the case. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
A Texas judge had granted a preliminary injunction in February at the request of 26 states that oppose President Obama's executive action on immigration. Those rulings temporarily blocked the Obama administration from implementing the policies that would allow as many as 5 million people who are in the U.S. illegally to remain. Now a three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will consider whether to lift that temporary hold. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rising gas prices in March led to a slight increase in inflation. The Labor Department says consumer prices were up 0.2%. About 20 Republican presidential hopefuls are in New Hampshire, which holds the first primary in the nation. They're courting voters this weekend at a state GOP meeting in Nashua. This is AP Radio News. The Pope may visit Cuba. Our Nicole Winfield is in Rome with this story.
The Vatican says that Pope Francis is considering a stop in Cuba. That would be either on the way to or the way back from the United States, where he's going in September. Francis was very much involved in the historic rapprochement between the U.S. and Cuba, so this would be a way for him to push that process forward.
To Germany now, where they held a memorial service this morning for the 150 victims of the German Wings airline crash last month. Germany's president called it an unbelievable horror for the families of those killed. Co-pilot Andreas Lubitz deliberately crashed the plane into a mountain, although authorities so far have not been able to figure out exactly why. The German president said this morning that his relatives also lost someone that they loved on that tragic day. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.